The following program is a JWC Media production for WrestleChat.net and CLW83.com. This edition of the NAWC is
uncensored.
For 7 years.
7 years.
300 episodes and counting.
300 episodes.
The North American Wrestling Connection.
The NAWC.
Professional wrestling's recognized leader in talk entertainment. And now, CLW83.com and WrestleChat.net proudly present the NAWC. Bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by...
Are you sick and tired of looking like a fool when trying to draw a foul? Does chronic bad acting run in your family? If you've said yes to any of these questions, then we've got something for you.
Oh, hello there, WWE superstar John Cena. This is an insider NBA secret. But for years, famous NBA players have been studying tapes of me to learn exactly how to properly flop. And look where they are now, flopping themselves right into the Hall of Fame.
I don't know where I'd be today without John Cena. That man was born to flop.
You know, I watched a lot of NBA players, and you can always tell who's been through the John Cena school of flopping. Trust me on that.
When you buy the 3-DVD set, you'll get great tips like...
Rule number one, it's not flopping if you believe it. Listen, there's nothing fake about this. All you are doing is simply exaggerating contact. When I say Mississippi is burning, that's the flop word. Mississippi's burning!
Ah! Come on!
McCluskey, that was garbage! Yeah, you'll sell that, won't you? Always forgotten rule number two. The bigger the yell, the bigger the sell. Listen, you want to make some noise out there and let everybody know you're hurt. Like, ow, my eye! Hit, you can spin around. Calamity Jane. Perfect. If you feel it, you're gone. Great reaction time. Well done, Lee Harvey. I believe you acted alone. McCluskey, you're garbage. You're going back to the C school. Excellent job. I like the sound effects and a great flopper. Mentally. We'll just go down. That is an A student right there. It's perfect. But wait, there's more. If you order now, I will send you a personally autographed pair of jorts. And jorts are great for any occasion. If you happen to wade in the shallow end of a pool, your calves will be soaked, but your jorts will be bone dry.
Also, keep a lookout for the upcoming DVD, John Cena's Guide to Getting Ejected.
That's what I'm talking about. My house!
John, that's a little too much. We're just trying to have fun here.
What the f*** are you talking about? That's a f- call. Look at you in your green shirt, holding your little Nerf basketball. Who the f*** you ever beat? What? I swear to you, I wish horrible flesh-eating disease on you and your family, but not a disease where you die. A disease where you have to walk the earth mutated as some sort of piece of
Call now. Operators are standing by.
Am I the only one who's enjoying the meta of John Cena selling something? That's what I thought. Our phones aren't going to ring tonight over my humor. This is the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. My name is Nikki Heyman and my table is properly set. I will start first with our major numbers guy while he is still with us, Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
For this time next week, I'm going to be in hell. Thank you, Walmart, for your 10-7 on Thanksgiving. No, fuck you!
Would you like that a little more formal, Stat Boy?
Dear Walmart, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Oh, no. I was just gonna have at least some celebrity backup for you.
All right, fuck you.
Thank you, punk.
Let's see. Our other numbers guy, who thankfully didn't have to do anything to the server room this week, VRM.
Not ours. Thank God.
I'll go ahead and start putting muffins in there.
No, crap. Not this close to the premiere.
Don't even think about it, Josh. And I'm looking at you. Yeah, I can see you back there, Chris. I will find you if you do it.
Chris, you can come out from behind the server cabinets.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was talking to somebody over the phone about my record deal after last week's show's great song that I performed on the show.
Well, let me see if the tech still has it on my soundboard.
Hey, Dad.
Ooh.
VRM, lock the server room now.
I am on my way with the key cards.
And I'll be on my way with folding chairs later.
You're stealing other Henniger's gimmick.
Yes. That is correct, sir.
Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Well, wrestling is popping up everywhere, just like Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving.
You talk about before Thanksgiving, before Halloween, for crying out loud nowadays.
I just need it. If anybody is this bored and wants to dig around on the interwebs, find me the Family Circus comic of the whole family walking through a mall with all the Christmas decorations up. And one of the kids looking up going, Mommy, are we actually having Thanksgiving this year?
I just think more of the song Holiday Clusterfuck. It's a great song.
Now it's right up there with Blink-182's I Won't Be Home for Christmas.
Mm.
So, but yeah, we've already heard a little bit about Miz's Christmas special it's airing next week. Shoot, I don't have an air date for it. Doesn't matter, I'm probably not going to watch it.
Tippity tappity for Christmas bounty.
Yes, get me some air dates for Christmas bounty. I've been too busy getting myself booked for something else.
Derpity derpy derp.
Derpy. Well, they're looking.
Let me go see if I can get Applejack to guard the server room.
Okay.
26th of November.
Okay, so next week. So we've got that on the horizon. We have Hornswoggle not only doing it, doing that Leprechaun remake, but he found his way onto Muppets Most Wanted, which will be released in 2014.
He's finally going back with his own kind. That's great to hear.
Oh.
No, actually, Hornswoggle, that's probably a huge compliment. He is a certified Muppet freak in his own right. He has a tattoo of Animal on one of his legs, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think so, I remember they showed that off during the Muppets Raw back in the day.
That's what I mean. So this is something that, you know, he's going to be a big kid about. Getting to work for somebody you grew up with.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Markout moment removed from soundboard. Pending apology from Matt Stryker. Anyway, we have that wonderful intro, thanks to Jim Williams. John Cena's infomercial from his two-day stint on Sports Nation, where he is applying his own brand of doofus to real sports. Take that as you will. I need to get to some. I need to actually start asking questions. Statboy, Jericho is actually doing something other than But I'm Chris Jericho.
Yes, he is. If I'm not mistaken, it's Talk is Jericho. He's falling in the footsteps of Stone Cold Steve Austin and technically Colt Cabana and releasing his own podcast, is he not?
That's what he's shooting for. And just to make sure he's doing it correctly, he's having Austin on his first show.
Huh. Much like Austin had, or Colt Cabana had Stone Cold on this week.
interesting. Mm-hmm. I shudder to think what they were talking about.
Random ass shit.
Okay. That's it. That's any podcast, just like ours.
Mm-hmm.
We just happen to have a ton of random ass shit when it comes to wrestling.
Yes.
Chris, I am surprised that the animated feature that they've produced is not just going to be called Scooby-Doo the WrestleMania Mysteries.
Oh, I have not.
The title that has been released is Scooby-Doo and the Curse of the Ghost Bear.
Okay, so which one of the WWE's guys is going to wrestle the bear then?
Daniel Bryan, you know better than that.
Is he even in this one though? Because this was made before he started getting to the big part of his career.
Because after all, well, maybe? After all, he did wrestle a bear twice. And won.
But enough about his matches with Big Show.
Seriously. If Big Show wasn't on the crew for that, I would say he'd be the one. Either that or he's the one in the ghost bear costume because he was trying to get his job back. And they lead him off in cuffs while he cries.
How could this happen? Also,
nope, this shit writes itself. It's that simple. On a more serious note...
Before we get into the serious note, will the Harlem Globetrotters be making an appearance in this thing, too?
No, but we might get Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, okay, that works, too.
Raise your hand if you got that.
Raise.
Okay, nobody else got it. Never mind.
Okay.
My RSBS guy, Jason, is not around, but he was celebrating the fact that Kane, power suit, red tie and all, had a speaking engagement at a libertarian convention.
A shame that the words, "Yes, we Kane," never came up.
Because they're not Democrats. They know better. Oh, wrong show.
You!
Uh-huh. Kane for write-in in 2016. Make it happen, people. Anyway.
I'll do it.
I'm in. We start it now. Kane 2016.
Well, officially, we Kane. Yes, we Kane.
I think officially it had to be Jacobs 2016, but still.
Yeah.
Jacobs Bryan. I'll fight. I'll fight.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, absolutely.
Yes! 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 Yes!
I'm on board. Where do I sign? Oh, I have to say something positive about Bryan because there is one thing that really kind of made me facepalm. I saw that there was a poll to name his flying knee finisher, since they're trying to steer away from the yes lock. Because somebody noticed it was a crossface.
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone, please apply palms to forehead. The yes strike, the bearded wizard, little big man knee, the Aberdeen face buster, and the Washington wizard.
Why not the bazooka kaboom?
I laugh at Washington wizard because they suck.
That's why I was going to suggest the Washington bullet, but. Implications.
Yeah. See, no matter what he calls it, I already picked the name for it back when he first started using it.
What do you call it?
I call it because he started using it a lot when he was doing that whole feud with Orton. I call it the face changer, or the whole face of the company thing.
Actually, I like that.
What about the solid knee plus?
Oh, boy.
No. Trust me, it's going to get even sillier because I was going to say this for Pick'ems, but this is a good place. Punk and Bryan, they've been calling the best in the beard. or The Beard and the Best. I forget what order they're doing it in. And I was like, that's too complicated, guys. All you had to call them was Punk Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is this? Then again, I'd be the one in the crowd holding up a sign of Daniel Bryan as a goat and CM Punk as a stray cat. Anyway, so for a go home Raw, they actually got this right. VRM, were you able to see Raw this week?
Between combination of football and face palming over. Not our server room, but another one.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Okay. You missed a free preview worthy Raw.
Well, I did see parts of it.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember which parts now, but...
Raw is country, so hopefully you got to skip the 20 minutes of music video sound video clips that they kept playing... teasing Florida Georgia Line, which is a group of musicians from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. And who has only, one real hit, and that would be with Nelly? Nelly, kids. Let that sink into you. Mr. Country Grammar himself. Going down, down, baby, Yo Street in a Range Rover. Yeah. He's relevant in 2013. What?
The only shining thing that came out of this was 3MB's new attempt as the Rhinestone Cowboys. And I would have paid WrestleMania money for them to have interrupted Florida Georgia Line to try and sing that. Because I'm going to make a horrible joke and Glenn Campbell would only be mad for a minute. Good, you didn't get that. I'm gonna go to hell when I die.
I like their later attempt in the week, though. Better.
Wait a minute, that was a delayed reaction, but now I get it. God damn, Nikki.
I know. I'm bad. I'm very bad. I deserve it.
Wrong.
Maybe not that.
Oh.
That's too harsh. That's the Gene Aguilera. No, you're wrong.
Oh, so just straight up wrong.
Wrong! Wrong, yes. Wrong!
Yeah.
By the way, we never pulled our money for that, did we? We have to do that.
I think his commissions are still open, and I did send him a request. But I have not heard back from him. But yeah, let's put something together. I think it was $30 for a placard and more depending on what we want. So I asked him for a short animation of me almost getting powerbombed by the Shield. But I have all this room to stand on room and range shoulders. Yes. Anyway, getting
make
back.
Make Krista jealous.
Oh, absolutely. Other things that happened on Raw that you might have seen, VRM. There was a title change.
Did not see it.
Oh, I know the title change you're talking about.
I have a feeling I know what it is, but I didn't see it.
A shame. As the final vestiges of Curtis Axel's Paul Heyman rub have been obliterated by 300 pounds of charisma that we know as Biggie Langston.
Woohoo! Brody Langston!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, going into premiere weekend, Brody Langston is your Intercontinental Champion.
And
somewhere
new
Jim Williams just broke something.
And watch as he goes after the muffins.
Door is locked, VRM.
Door is locked. I've triple changed all the locks to make sure Jim has absolutely no access. I'm also triple checking the locks on the D-Mark room, because if we lose the D-Mark room, then we're really screwed, because that's all our link-ups.
Let's see. Ah, yes. There was a little bit of punishment going on to Vicky Guerrero and Brad Maddox, because they apparently don't know how to book a show, so the Authority took care of that.
This I saw.
Okay. Did you see the Vicky AJ match?
Quote yes. Unquote?
Yeah.
Was that a rib at AJ, or do you think that AJ gave that the green light? It was a nod and a wink to her passing out at the London House show the previous week. By Vicky Guerrero having fainting spells. I was amused.
What amused me more was the timid way when Vicky came out the first time, and it was like the most timid excuse me we heard from her ever.
Oh yeah.
She sounded downright petrified.
Do you blame her?
No.
She's about to get called in the principal's office by the Authority. And oh, by the way, the evil boss, Dr. Levesque, probably doesn't have a problem pedigreeing women. Ask Stephanie. And if I remember correctly, Maddox got destroyed by
Maddox. Maddox got fed.
It did get some offense in.
Yeah, with a microphone.
And a DDT.
And I've heard that the only reason the microphone was used so much in the match was that it was giving them trouble during the show.
So that was the broken one that Trips was using.
I think so. If you've listened carefully, there's a faint echo in their audio. That usually means that the in-house speakers are not getting what said into that microphone. The recording audio is getting it, though. So you really can't hear nothing. What was the other crazy thing? Ah, yes. Who loves Goofy Street Fights?
Who loves Goofy what?
Who loves Goofy Street Fight?
Oh.
Doofus!
Yeah. Massive doofosity.
The fact that there was a cello somewhere Octavia weeps.
Was it a cello or is it a bass?
The only bass dropped was the drum at the end of the match. Michael Cole does not know the difference between a violin and a ukulele.
And I got half of one of the things I wanted to happen on the show.
A kabong.
Well, that and a Jeff Jarrett reference.
That's true. Mm-hmm. If you were listening carefully, JBL actually squeezed a JJ reference into this. And I facepalmed. But I also will shake JBL's hand for making fun of Michael Cole on SmackDown, since Michael Cole went to Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
How about your boys in Florida State? Never mind, I can't talk about that. Hi.
No, don't want to bring that up.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Let me bring up something that was a little bit more fun. R-Truth's got a tag team partner he's worked with before.
And off the same as this. Pac-Man Jones! Waka, 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 waka.
Bad step, boy. Very, very, very bad.
Wrong!
No. Put that back at yourself. Because you're the one who's being wrong here.
Why am I being wrong?
You said Pac-Man. That's all that's needed. You're wrong.
I didn't say Pac-Man Jones.
No, I was responding to Josh.
Ass.
You said
ass.
Step boy, it's already getting to you, and we're not even into Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, tonight was fucking miserable.
Blame Microsoft.
No, blame Walmart.
Actually, I have a joke about that. I need to tell this joke. Our one of our sister shows, Pixel Nation, has touted along with most of the video game playing populace about how the PS4 is better than the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of my wrestling buddies, a gentleman that I had the opportunity to meet, his shoot name is James Avery, and we just knew him as Jobber. He told me that he was going to go wait in line for... He did not have a PS4, and he was going to go wait in line for an Xbox One. And I said, because the line was shorter, right? And he said something about his wife. And I made a comment about, you know, who actually wore the pants in the family, and it came down to mutual consent. So I wonder who got to play first. Anyway, okay, but back to some of the nerdiness. Does JBL know who Xavier Woods is now?
Yep.
You better. Interesting time for him to debut this close to Survivor Series. Granted, you know, I don't know where they're going to go with it. Because random R-Truth is random, Chris.
Yeah, it was random there, but you never know. They just might have thought it, well, this guy's got he's got so much education with him coming up there. And we might just want to bring some people back and bring them up from the roster. And maybe, because they are... If you notice, they are promoting tag teams a little bit more nowadays. Maybe they just wanted to have another tag team.
And truth and consequences back together? Okay.
Yeah. Although I'm waiting to see if they keep Xavier Woods' theme from when he was in NXT, which was really goofy, and also if they keep his hometown that he had in NXT.
Which I believe is a Power Rangers reference, because he's a Power Rangers geek.
Yes.
Angel Grove.
Yes, yeah. Angel Grove, California. And if you paid attention to the match, you noticed a certain chant he did, a certain yell he did before his clothesline move.
Right, but he's gonna. I don't think he's gonna get to keep that because it looks too much like it's clobbering time.
Mm. Well, not just that, but Haim Saibana, as far as I know, is a greedy ass Jew. Worse than your dear Uncle Paul.
That's not very nice. It may be true, but it's not very nice. So to this I say...
How can you be so insensitive?
I think I heard a scream from the Philadelphia area.
Ah, there it is. Also, if you can hear this... Pony!
I think I just heard somewhere in South Jersey explode.
Worth it. Absolutely worth it.
Yeah, I don't live there anymore, so what do I give a damn about it?
Yeah.
It's also South Jersey, which is basically the same as saying Southeast Philadelphia.
Yeah. North Jersey is South New York, so.
West New York.
Well, either way. New York Junior, pretty much.
Yes.
Well, the cherry on top for the show was the long-delayed return of Rey Mysterio. Stat boy, the roof came off when he ran out there.
Yeah, but that's not the only thing that came off afterwards.
His kneecap? Oh, wait.
Yeah, sort of. Because from what I heard, there were multiple reports that after his return, the 1238, he wound up hurting, limping back to the back yet again. Booyaka booyaka, 10 surgeries? Booyaka booyaka, his left knee?
Well, they're the good news is they're protecting him they're protecting him very well, because putting him in the Survivor Series match means that he's not going to have to do much.
Right.
And he didn't look too bad in the six-man tag on SmackDown. Then again, once the adrenaline's flowing, you don't know if your knees are hurting or not. So, but all this giving away. We have a lot going on the pay-per-view, do we, Stat Boy?
What?
Well, how many matches are on the Survivor Series card? We're not doing pick-ems, I'm just asking.
As of right now, we have 7 matches technically on the card. 8 if you want to count the Ryback Open Challenge.
Meh, okay, so it's a decent card.
Yeah.
It's a decent card.
Including 3 multi-man matches, which, ugh, that's going to be insane.
Including the 7-on-7 Divas match, which is going to last less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, and there's going to be a very funny bonus point for that. I'll leave that up for the second half, though.
Oh, absolutely. We can do that. I'm just, you know, just something that I had on my mind.
Okay. Speaking of things you had on your mind... May I have your attention, please?
Okay, which one did he get?
I have just received word from the an email from the NAWC general manager. Wait, are you sure about this?
What's he got?
Why are you sending me your dirty drawers?
Oh!
Just put that on the table and slowly back away.
Nikki, you know what you need to bring?
Brain bleach!
Oh,
no, just hold still. Just hold still, this won't take long.
Brain bleach!
No, we don't need the brain bleach, we just need normal bleach! Bleach!
I'll go get the Clorox, and then I'll also go over to the D-Mark to check something, because we're having some connection issues, I think.
Yeah. I was just saying, get the BMW lighter. Just get a BMW lighter and set that thing on
fire.
Get
a Zippo.
Yeah.
Actually, VRM, go ahead and do some tweaking on that, and we'll get some commercials run. We'll be back in a few minutes.
How many websites do you use to get your fix of wrestling news?
3, 4, 5 or more?
Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net,
your pro wrestling news source.
Brett Clendaniel and his staff bring you up-to-the-minute wrestling news and views all day, every day. And WrestleChat.net is home to great podcasts
like WrestleChat Radio, The Still Real to Us Show, and the North American Wrestling Connection.
For the best in wrestling news and views, there's only one site to turn to.
WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat. It's where it's at.
Unlike my cohorts here, I bought gifts.
Oh, God.
Yes. I have every running gag in BS Big Show history rolled into one big mess for us. Tim Tebow and Andy Reid holding TC and Benoodles while writing Pinkie Pie, who suffered from those 3 letters everybody hates. A-C-L! And what's that protruding from Pinkie Pie's dumper? Of course it's the 200th episode commemorative Turkey Baster!
Oh, shit! Wow! Wow!
Ladies and gentlemen, you can't write this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because you forgot half a douche. That's what you forgot.
The BS Big Show, only on CLWA3.
In the year 2000, while struggling with bipolar disorder,
I attempted suicide. By the grace of God, I survived. Today, I am living a full life, reaching out to anyone who may be feeling trapped or hopeless. If you or someone you know is contemplating suicide, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK.
CLW 83 Network programming is now available on demand through Stitcher Radio. Log on to Stitcher.com. Download and install the free Stitcher Radio app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, or log into the site via Facebook. Then search for CLW 83, and you'll be instantly connected to all of your favorite CLW 83 Network programs. The Stitcher Radio app at Stitcher.com, the newest way to tune in to the CLW 83 Network. Online, on demand, and on the go.
In January 2005, I was 24 years old, just graduated out of college. When I found out I had to have surgery to have the tumor excised, I didn't have insurance, I didn't have the money, I was working, I was a single mom at the time. I am Marisol Guerrero, and I am Susan G. Komen.
Help save lives. Visit IamSusanGKomen.org.
Back on the North American Wrestling Connection is sponsored by WrestleChat.net. Nikki Heyman here with Stat Boy Josh Henniger, BRM, and Chris Waters. One of the incidents on Raw that I hadn't touched on while things were getting repaired. VRM, how's it look now? What the?
Oh Jesus!
What the hell?
Dude, what the hell did you do?
All right.
Stop inviting Mr. Game & Watch over.
All right, we're good.
What the hell was that?
Cups everywhere.
That was me slamming the door on a couple of on the actual smart jackets network stuff. It's going to take 10 hours to explain it. But basically, we had a fried smart car that handles one of our T1 circuits, so had to replace it.
And I think I heard you working on it during the break.
You okay, Rainbow Jack?
After, and we'll discuss, we'll have to probably do our own show just about networking.
Yeah, we will. It takes a while.
Something that's going to require even more explanation to me is, since we mentioned at the top of the show that The Miz was doing has his Christmas special coming out next week, why are we turning him heel?
Because reasons.
Because science.
Or because he sucks as a face.
Chris, you got any ideas?
I did not have to think about Miz stuff anytime soon, but if I'd had to venture to guess, I'm thinking he's in a movie, they're going to try to have him have a movie star ego. That's the best I can guess.
I was just worried they might have listened to our show and might take my corporate champion Miz thing seriously.
Hmm. That's why we always tell them don't give them ideas.
Mm-hmm. I don't have that button handy. Or do I? No, I do not. I need more buttons. VRM, get me more buttons.
That's Jim's program. You have to talk to him about that.
I'll ask it this way. VRM, I need more buttons.
Do you need a muffin button?
And
that wasn't a pony reference, VRM.
No, it wasn't. And VRM is probably going to deliberately sabotage the servers for that joke.
Do you want to try and fix a UCS chassis? I'm not even going to go into it. It's going to go right over your head.
We could. Let's just put it that way.
I don't know which would be worse, the fact that you would actually do it or the explanation that would follow. That's some serious that's some serious Twilight sabotage there.
I'd probably need Twilight to give me a hand with some of it.
I would just like to sit and listen to you guys blather about that. Anyway, the Miz turn is very, very, very out of nowhere. I will give him points for trying on Main Event to explain himself. Where he was at the table with Josh and said something ridiculous like, didn't it make me relevant? Look at that. Me and Kofi got a match for Survivor Series because of what I did. He should be happy. He should be thanking me.
Nope.
I was thanking Miz for being persona non grata.
The only way I would have liked if Miz came back from on a show would have been if he brought the old shorts and hat back and everything.
I still want to slap him for using yin yang symbols. You don't take stuff from Rob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although when I called him out on it, Miz said, "What? Is he going to come over here and take him back?" Rob, you didn't get a chance to fight him when you were there. When you go back, do me a favor.
And destroy him. Leave just nothing but the shoes and the hoorah.
Yeah, let's leave another mark on his other eyebrow. Finish what Kofi started. And a boot to the head. My only disappointment with the Raw's country show is that there was not enough. There really wasn't as much country goofiness as I would expect from a themed show, VRM. I know you didn't see much of it, but there really wasn't a whole lot. There wasn't a lot of goofiness. There's usually a lot of goofiness when they're going to do a themed show.
Yeah, and the only goofiness we really had was. At least theme goofiness was frickin' 3MB getting, oh, look at that, jobbing yet again.
And that wasn't even as goofy as what they did on a WWE.com exclusive match that they had on SmackDown.
Well, the plan was to put it on SmackDown, but something, I'm not sure what, ran long.
I wouldn't say just that, but JBL and Cole couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't listening to it. Send for the man. 3MB as the Fabulous Three Birds. I only got as far as Jinder Mahal losing his wig getting into the ring. If you have not seen this, WWE.com, go look it up. You will probably laugh as hard as JBL and Cole did. Because it is beyond ridiculous. Jinder Mahal in a wig. Heath Slater with a painted on fur heart on his chest.
Wow.
What?
And a robe that reminded me of Kenny Dykstra's fake flare robe.
Get it, Dijkstra!
And Slater looked so ridiculous, I didn't even see what Drew McIntyre was doing, besides wondering when he was going to get back into singles action. So, the dust has settled from Raw's country, and we're going to be heading in a completely different direction next week. VRM, I need your opinions, since you do a lot of sports stuff. Michael Strahan? Is hosting Raw.
All right. Question is, which of the three stray hands are we going to see? Are we going to see number one, Doofus, Fox NFL Sunday stray hand? Are we going to see slightly, I don't know how to describe him on live, but are we going to see live Strahan? Or are we going to see actual Michael Strahan? The kind that will drop you on your ass with a well-placed tackle. About 5-6 times in a football game.
I'm voting for 1 or 3 at this point. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I have a bad feeling that we're going to get number 2.
Number 2? Ew.
Yeah, that connotation too. Nothing against Strahan, because apparently he's, you know, they showed some clips when with him and Cena. You know, this might be just a, you know, a good friend in the sports industry returning a favor. Mm-hmm. But in the words of another football commentator, come on, man.
All right, now, which one are you going for? Because there's only one of them who I have any respect for on that entire panel.
Didn't the term originate from Keyshawn Johnson?
God damn it. That's not the one I only have respect for the coach. Da coach.
Well, I'm with you there. But like I said, I thought he was the originator of the term and the segment.
I don't know.
But
I don't know who started it, but
I'm just a little confused. I'm not sure if I like this or not.
And there's no real timing aspect to it either, because the Super Bowl isn't for another 2 months.
3 months, 2.5, 3 months, something.
Yeah, 2.5 months, so there's, because it'll be the 25th, right? It'll be the 25th, so you're still over 2 months away from the Super Bowl. I doubt you're in New York. Where is it?
Let me look. See where
so it just sounds like it sounds like a random.
Yeah,
maybe they got a deal with Dr. Pepper, and that's why they're having him on there, because doesn't he do commercials for them?
Yes.
Actually, VRM, they're gonna be at Nassau.
Oh, it's Nassau? Okay, then that does make. Then at least we have the location aspect right. Although they're on the wrong side of the river for that. Actually, they're on the wrong side of Manhattan for that too.
Yeah, but I think he'd rather be at the Nassau Coliseum than at Mohegan Sun, which is where they're doing the SmackDown tapings.
Hmm.
In the shadow of Titan Towers. And they're not going to be anywhere near me till frickin' February. But that's okay.
Yeah, you'll be coming down into my neck of the woods right now, and we'll just go to the NXT tapings next month instead. If they have one in December.
Did you go to the ones this week?
No, I didn't. I was working.
Oh, you missed something very surprising.
I haven't looked at the NXT spoilers yet, so don't tell me just yet.
I don't have any NXT scheduled on their tickets page, but I'm sure they're doing something.
Yeah, over Christmas week. Well, yeah, they've actually already done most of what they will be doing through the new year, so the next tapings will be, I believe, January.
Mm. Well,
Jesus!
I was going to be in their frickin' backyard, and I can't go to a show.
Well, not that show. There might be some house shows going on.
Let's see, right after.
Well, it does take right after tapings. It does take about a week before they put them onto the live event thing. So there is a possibility that another NXT will be done in December to go from January to February.
Okay.
Because, oh my good lord, they're gonna be down the street and around the corner from me. The weekend of the 7th, they're actually going to Cocoa, Florida.
Cocoa.
Cocoa Beach, which is about an hour north of Home Sweet Home. Let's see. They're going to be doing a bunch of West Coast stuff that I'm surprised Seidelman hasn't been bragging about. They'll be in Typho's neck of the woods. The post-Christmas show at the Garden. That I don't think VRM's going to.
No.
And like I said, they're not going to be anywhere near me. Yeah, they're not doing anything near me till Chamber, so.
Yeah, and for me, it won't be until just before Rumble.
I did see. No, you won't drive. You're not anywhere in a good neighborhood to go to Indianapolis or Detroit.
Indianapolis is a little bit closer than you suspect. It's closer than Toledo.
Okay.
About the same distance to Columbus.
Okay. They're doing the Fieldhouse December 27th if you want to go to a house show.
And if I want to go to a Raw, it won't be until January 20th where they'll have one at the Nutter Center here down in Dayton.
Ah, there you go. Let's see. Virginia, Pennsylvania. Don't mind me. Glens Falls, New York. Hacksaw Jim Duggan's going to show up.
Who?
House show January 18th in Cincinnati.
Yep.
House show in Columbus on the 19th.
The Raw at the Nutter Center.
Raw at the Nutter Center. SmackDown in Grand Rapids. That's too far.
SmackDown in Toledo, which isn't too terrible. It's 2.5 hours away.
Yeah. I was going to say, because Grand Rapids was a 4.5 hour drive for me. But Van Andel's a nice arena. Figures the night, I didn't have my camera that night. Anyway, okay, I am getting way the heck off topic here.
Yeah.
Mainly because.
Go ahead. Sorry, I'm just getting tired.
Okay, no. I'll make it quick then. Shoot, I can't talk about NXT much as I want to.
Yeah.
I won't do that to you, Chris.
What, are you talking about this week's show or the spoilers?
The spoilers.
Oh, well, let me look at the spoilers real quick and we can talk about it.
No. Let me get to the bad news Barrett part of the show, and then we can get into Pick'ems so that Statboy can get some sleep.
Mm-hmm. And that's mainly because the bad news, Barrett, you're not coming back to the States anytime soon.
Oh. They fixed that for him already.
Again? He had visa problems again?
Well, that's what's probably keeping him from being in the States right now.
Somebody needs to... Whoever's in charge of passports and visas needs a boot to the butt. Or a bullhammer. Huh.
God save our queen.
Someone save Barrett. but, now, here's something. Some of these... Unfortunately, you know, that's bad news for Barrett, but I also have worse news that's out there. For all of our indie love, we have somebody finally caught Necro Butcher and hauled him off in handcuffs.
Domestic battery.
Mm. Yeah. Now, he tried to explain himself. But remember, this is a guy who does hardcore matches for fun. including beating up Mickey Rourke. So his comments, the internet can give their two cents as well about my mugshots online. I guess I have to respond. So here goes. Yeah, I just got out of jail. 48 hours, no big deal. Recognized by 3 guards, no cons, although one con knew my daughter. Whatever, that's over with. Now for the name calling and finger pointing, which apparently started. I had $4,000 in the bank for a Disney World vacation. I found out it was gone, as well as the divorce plans being made. I was privy to none of this until after the fact, so I'm not saying I'm right in doing what I did. But put anyone else in my shoes and see how they do. Hey, we're not going to Disney World. I cleaned out your bank account. I'm leaving you. I'm taking our kids to Texas. And there's nothing you can do. Ha, 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 ha. My reaction wasn't the best. But it was normal in a way. I already know that the pain of not seeing your kids is worse than death. It is. So here I go. Time for the next chapter in my life. Chris, I'm not going to say he's... You know, it's still wrong to beat her up over it, but I think what she did was a bigger dick move.
If I'm kind of in the boat that... what she did was just wrong. Not giving him warning or anything about that, but still, unless it's in self-defense, you don't want to attack a woman like that. That's just how I was raised, personally.
Well, as a woman who's had to fight a few of her own battles, first of all, I wouldn't pull this shit on a guy. Second of all, she should know that if she's married to a wrestler, you talk to him. Because, oh, by the way, that's how 90% of problems in wrestling get fixed. You sit down at a table and talk. Sitting down at a table to talk got San Martino back in the Fed. Sitting down and talking got Goldust back in the Fed. Sitting down and talking got some idiot punched in the face for trying to steal shit from TNA to give to WWE. Anyway. So, I was hoping that Brian was going to be here because he was going to be the one that was going to help me with the, I guess would be our worst possible thing, VRM.
Yeah.
As the wrestling world has lost another legend, Mad Dog Vachon passed. Now, granted, he was in his 80s. He'd lived a full life. But I think one of the hardest things for him didn't have anything to do with the wrestling business. Almost touching back on what we just discussed, he had to bury his daughter.
Wait. I hate to break it in, but it's his niece.
Okay, he had to bury her. She shouldn't have died before he did, regardless. Let's see, do I have time? Do we have time? We always have time for that. Sorry, gents. Just takes me a minute to pull this up. If you will please rise and remove any headgear you might be wearing. Some cheering up.
Yes.
EVRM, did you hear that 29 made your area a lot of money?
Oh yeah.
You guys cracked
much needed money.
Nine figures, man. Congrats. I want my cut.
You got your cut.
Yeah, my shirts. That almost stayed in the arena. I'm sorry, that was rude. That was extremely rude of me. I apologize. Because now you really are thinking about sabotaging the server room, aren't you?
I'm thinking about the server room I have to go to tomorrow morning right now. That's what I'm thinking about.
Don't think about that. That'll only make things worse.
Yeah.
No. It's not a bad one. But it's an early one.
All right.
Okay.
Well then, let's go ahead and get a few things moving. Oh,
yes.
Stat boy.
Yes.
We have a pay-per-view on Sunday.
Yes.
What do you know about it?
Quite a bit, actually. Most of the matches have been announced, as mentioned earlier in today's show. Unfortunately, the Ryback match, where he will have an open challenge, is not going to be counted whatsoever. Now, this pay-per-view is going to be a bit strange, because this has a very high point count, but it only has 7 matches. 7 matches, 11 points. Mainly because we've got 3 matches here that'll be 2 points each. And as always, the wild card's in play.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, let's get to the opening bit. Essentially the pre-match show. Kofi Kingston versus The Miz. 1 point. Who wins?
I'll go ahead and start. I hate to do this. And I know it's the pre-show, but I think because of the turn, they're going to start pushing Miz. So Miz over Kofi. Chris?
Yeah, if you've noticed, ever since Kofi's come back, he really hasn't done a lot, has he? So this is just a way to get Miz back into being his heel jackass self. Miz is going to win it.
Statboy?
Whereas me, you're right on the nose. Miz is going to win this. But he's going to win this because he's got other, well, things that are coming up that could use a little bit of help on this end, too. Christmas Bounty coming up here on this coming, well, actually it'll be the night after. It'll be facing off against Raw.
Ooh.
Competing against themselves. I love it.
Yes. Mm. So, because of that, Miz wins.
Yeah, won't they be competing against themselves again on this Sunday as well?
No, they finally fixed the pre-show bullshit.
I was talking about Total Divas.
Oh. That's a completely different demographic.
Despite what the WWE wants you to believe.
Well, I'm sorry. I have no interest in diva drama. The only thing I've ever wanted to see out of the show was the man off, and I'll go find that on YouTube. VRM, would you like to make this a sweep for now?
Yes.
There you go, Stat Boy.
All right. So far, so easy, because not many people are on right now. Oh, well. Now to the first match, and the, well, actually, every match here, save for one, is that, well, actually, all of them are either multi-man or championship matches. So, let's go with the lowest championship first, the return match. Big E Langston, your current reigning and defending Intercontinental Champion, versus Curtis, I wish I was perfect, Axel. 1 point, who wins?
Would you like to start that one, Statboy?
Yeah, 3 ain't enough, man, I need 5.
There you go. You're in?
Langston wins.
Brony.
Duh.
I don't think I could have put it better myself. He just got it. There's no reason for him to lose it back to Axel. Chris?
He's a soldier, and he told you if he's on a mission, he's going to win it again. And if and only people who've watched early NXT get that.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Okay, good.
Nikki?
I told you.
Oh, okay. Bronies away.
He said brony, I agreed.
Sorry, that caught me off guard.
Not a problem.
For the least important match on this entire card, the piss break, and what's going to be the strangest two-pointer I have done in some time. Because we have ourselves the 7-on-7 Women's Survivor Series match. As Team Total Divas, that'd be Natalya, the Bella Twins, or as I like to call them, the Street Urchins. The Funkadactyls, you waste a space number one and waste a space number two.
Hey, Naomi ain't bad. Oh,
no,
oh,
no,
you're talking about...
I'm not talking Funkadactyls.
Okay.
I'm talking the plastic-looking red-haired one and the useless 19-year-old.
Gotcha.
Versus AJ Lee, Tamina Snuka, Caitlyn, Alicia Fox, Summer Rae, Oksana, and Rosa Mendez. What?! Rosa Mendez
is faced this week.
Then
no, again, I want to know which was which. Who's face and who's heel in this mess?
The answer is nobody. Absolutely nobody.
And you notice Layla wanted nothing to do with this match.
That's because she's got a bum knee, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about that. Never mind.
Now, this is a two-point match. Obviously, who wins? Team Total Divas? Or Team Real Divas. And the second, and what will probably be hilarious, how many roll-ups will there be in this match?
Do we have an over-under?
No.
Damn it.
Chris, you take a stab at this.
Wild card, there's going to be 6 new divas coming in, and they're all going to be dressed as Equestria girls, and they are going to cause this match to be a no contest.
Get out!
Out!
I'm sorry. Anyway.
Do I hit him now, or do I wait till I get home?
Now.
Yeah.
Twilight, get my rope.
Oh my. Anyway, as I was saying.
Yes, you were saying.
Okay. Well, the amount of roll-ups, I'm going to go a random draw number. Let's say 8. I'm picking the Total Divas to win it because I think they're still trying to do something with Natalya and AJ for the title. And because I can't think of any other wild cards here, I'm going to do mine now. Because I noticed somebody's on AJ's team. That just makes no sense being on her team.
Okay.
Which is the fact that Caitlyn is on that team. I'm picturing that Caitlyn will pull a Bad News Brown from his 2 Survivor Series matches, and she will just walk out on the match or cause herself to be eliminated somehow from the match.
Okay. Team Total Divas because Total Divas. And I'm going to go with 5 roll-ups.
Okay.
Viren?
Team Total Divas because as you said, number of roll-ups, I'm going to go with 8. And my wild card, the winning team. Actually, do I want to pull that card?
Go for it.
Because I don't have anything better to do. It's going to be a sweep for Total Divas.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Survivor Series 06. Or DX Punk and the Hardys completely swept the heels.
Seven. Yep.
And we in the crowd, yes, I was there, cheered Punk louder than DX, I believe, that night.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank
and
you.
And DX put him over.
Yes.
They didn't have a choice. Hunter knows a pop when he hears one.
and he didn't remember his shovel that night.
Well, no, I just the absolute frustration of Hunter and Sean over Punk. I actually had that on my desktop for about a month after that.
Yeah, it was fun being in that crowd that night.
That was beautiful. So thank you, and you are forgiven for your previous horrid joke.
See, that's why I'm a Libra. I'm all about balancing things out there.
Oh, because there's a... Stat Boy.
Yes.
Next match, please.
Not yet.
Oh, sorry. Your pick.
Right. Total Divas will win, mainly because they've got to figure out a capper for season one. This will probably be it. Mm-hmm. As for number roll-ups, I'm going with 6, 3 on each side. Wild cards go away. They'll come back again somewhere down the road. I don't know where.
Okay.
Okay. Now to the straight up traditional Survivor Series match. 2 points yet again, as we'll have the Real Americans and S.H.I.E.L.D. facing off against the Rhodes Dynasty, the Usos, and Rey Mysterio. Now, we obviously know 1 point. Who wins? Now, how many on the winning side will be remaining at the end of the match? Note, the number can't go higher than 5.
I'd only laugh at that joke if Brian was here.
Hmm.
But for the record, Ambrose is in the match, so he can pick him.
Yes.
So, start with you, Statboy. What do you got?
For me? Let me take a look at this real quick. Yeah, I hate to say it, but even with his... pretty much his knee being held together by strings, rope...
And duct tape. Liberal amounts of duct tape.
Yes.
Duct tape, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Are you serious?
It's duct tape.
Stoop that low!
But yes. The Rhodes Dynasty, the Usos, and Rey Mysterio will win. So we're talking... I'll just put it down as face team. How many are remaining? Just 2. Cody Rhodes and Rey Mysterio.
Interesting. Bjorn?
This is the only other traditional
Survivor Series match.
I'm gonna go... I gotta go think about it.
You want me to come back to you?
Yeah, come back to me.
Okay, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to go with... I'm stumped too. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you need a minute to think, I've already got my answer. Statboy, I'm going to politely disagree with you.
Okay.
Rey Mysterio is still hurt and will probably only be able to participate in tag matches. This is the 1 year anniversary of the Shield. So I'm calling Shield Real Americans.
Mm-hmm.
With only 2 remaining, and that being Ambrose and Reigns.
Ooh, so Rollins is going to be taken out.
My wild card in this match, though, is that the Shield is going to have a couple of disagreements given Ambrose's teases. Ambrose's ego is getting a little too big for his britches, and I know Roman Reigns has noticed.
Yeah. In fact, it's gotten so big I'm going to go heels win. Dean Ambrose is the sole survivor.
Yeah, in a strange twist of answer, I like that. But I'm a Dean Ambrose freak, so don't mind me. Chris?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with what VRM said. So the Shield Americans will go over the Usos Road of Mysteries. So... And Dino Machino will be the last one standing.
Dance, 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 dance. Okay. Hi.
All right. Now to the last non-title match on this card as of now. Mm-hmm. The Best in the Beard, CM Punk and Daniel Bryan, versus the Wyatt family, Luke Harper and Reverse Sheamus. 2 points. Who wins and who stares at the pretty lights?
Now, Stapboy, I'm going to let Chris go first just because I want to hear his rendition again that he did on from last week.
Okay. That's the kind of a problem there because I'm not thinking that. Can I change my wild card actually?
Sure.
Okay. Cancel that what I said on the Divas thing. I'm going to pick that the Wyatts will get the win. Now, it's why. Because there will be some tension. This is the wild card. Something happens during the match that causes some tension between Daniel Bryan and CM Punk, possibly leading to something to kill time until the WrestleMania season comes around. As for who stares at the
pretty light.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have competition, Statboy. Sorry.
I'm going to pick that Bryan will be the one, unfortunately, thanks to something Punk does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. VRM?
I'm just checking my numbers here.
Carry the 4 divided by 6.
Wyatt's and D. Bryan looks at the pretty lights, and I'm not even going to attempt it.
It's up to you, Nicky, to attempt it now.
Well, I'm going to politely disagree with you guys again. Punk, yeah. Or Punk, yes. Over the Wyatts. Due to momentum rules and handicap rules. Mm. And I will think that Rowan will be staring at the pretty light. That hurt.
We have Animal from Muppet Babies, and now we have Skeeter from Muppet Babies.
Statboy.
Yes.
What do you got?
Nikki, I'm with you. All the way.
Oh my.
Mainly because, yeah, we'll knock a pin. No. Reverse Sheamus will, though.
I could also throw in the poster curse.
Yeah. Punk and Bryan win. Reverse Sheamus gets pinned. Now to the semi-main, because Cena doesn't deserve it. Neener, neener, neener. As we have John Cena facing off against Al Rivers for the world title. Who wins? And if anybody picks Al Rivers, you're pretty much done for.
Chris, do you just want me to play this?
Yes, please just play it.
Okay. Because this is going to be my answer, too, just probably in a better key.
John Cena is going to win at the pay-per-view this coming Sunday. He is the poster boy of the company, and there is no chance in hell that he's going to lose.
Wow!
Wed!
Damn!
Wed!
Cue up the very Wed. Concentration! Cue it up!
Oh, very, very win. Chris, congratulations. You're actually getting a win sound.
Yay! Well, you've got somebody seeing something, and then the letter M for C-M, and then you have multiple streams, waters, C-M waters.
Exactly.
Okay. As far as I know, nobody here is picking Del Rio, so we can just keep going.
Paul Cena wins.
Yes. Pretty much.
Paul Cena wins. And now to the main event of the evening. Your WWE title match. Randy Orton versus The Big Show. Who wins?
Can I just say LOL wins again?
Well, we can't go and full on say that because of one reason.
And that is?
I've still got to play my wild card.
Would you like to go first, Statboy?
Yeah. Because unfortunately, I don't think this is going to exactly happen. But,
worth a shot. Go ahead.
Yeah. Obviously, Randy Orton's going to win. If you aren't thinking that and thinking that he's going to retain Omania with D-Bry winning the Rumble and then D-Bry beating the crap out of Orton at Mania and winning the title, that's an auto win for you at home.
Well, you already know you're going to win all the internets if this all this happens.
Yeah. I know. The first step is this, because, yes, it looks like Show should win, but no way. Orton will still find a way to cheat his way to win without anybody else's help. Anybody. Which means Orton will cheat. Ugh, that just feels so damn weak of a wild card.
I actually have a twist on that, because Orton will retain, but he won't win. I'm picking Orton's getting a DQ.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Because he's done it before when Shawn Michaels tried to kick him and he punched Shawn right between the legs.
Ooh. Oh, balls.
Yes.
However, I can't think of a proper wild card.
No, Orton's going to retain. It's not going to be clean. But Orton's going to retain.
I want to pull the trigger on it. I want to. Because of the fact that it's Orton's pay-per-view. I want to pull the trigger. But I'm not that fucking stupid.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, lol, Orton wins.
I still can't think of a proper wild card.
Ah! Ryback kills Truth and Consequences. There you go.
Wait a minute. So, you know what? I'm going to pick Ryback's wild card opponent.
I thought it says...
Because it is an open challenge to some degree, but the thing is, this is a very strange one, because they're still on the path of de-pushing him.
Mm-hmm.
And I would honestly think that it... Ooh!
I don't like that sound.
Somebody's coming back.
Source?
No. No source. Just me hoping and wishing and praying that it's finally going to pull the trigger.
I'm listening.
Well, a guy who's been on the shelf for well over a year answers Ryback's challenge. Will he win? I don't know. But all I know is he will be airborne.
Ooh.
Oh. Evan Bourne returns to face the call of Ryback.
Oh. He's going to get stuffed in a sandwich and eaten. Oh my gosh.
He might be, but I think that's an auto win.
What say you, Chris, if you want to vote on this one?
Yeah, I'll allow it for an auto win if he gets it.
I'll allow it. I'm not going to like it, but I'll allow it.
Wow. And with that, for now, is our pick'ems as of right now. So, yes, if you are listening out there and you want to send me your pick'ems, either do so via the Facebook our Facebook group at NAWC, or go ahead and get a hold of me via email at pksandman@yahoo.com. Picks must be in at by 7:30 p.m. Sunday, November 24th. And, well, may the best man or woman win.
Send your picks to dear old Captain Statboy. Send today. The
Don't
show is
push
Sunday.
It, Chris.
Sorry.
Now, I'm actually going to spend the money to get this show. Will anyone else be viewing it even by other means?
Let's see now.
What it depends on what the Sunday night game is.
Depends on how early I get up.
If I remember correctly, it's Brady versus Manning, so.
Ooh.
Okay, so you're not going to be watching the pay-per-view. Chris, you're probably going to be pulling double duty that day.
I am, but I'm scheduled a very short one in the morning on Sunday, and for the afternoon it's 5 to 10, but if it's slow enough, then they'll get me out early, but we'll see.
Okay.
Whereas me, I'll be at work until 7:30, so if things go right, I will be able to watch it somehow.
It's a big four, so you might have a blast area.
Not in 30 miles.
Oh, gotcha. And even by some freak instance, I'm required to go into the office on Sunday. I will be done well before 6 o'clock. So, Uncle Paul, do not call me tomorrow afternoon and tell me I'm working. Unless you're putting me on a plane to Boston.
Yeah, I tried Cena also has the hometown rule.
Mm.
Well, that could work against Cena, but it's Cena.
True.
But it's John Cena.
Yeah.
So, I think we need to go ahead and put a little neat little bow on this show. VRM, do you have anything to promote? Apparently not.
Considering that I don't want to mention it because I don't want to make you more worried about the situation.
Gotcha.
At Florida State. And the fact that I haven't been able to get to a show because of
IRL.
Yeah. I actually do not have anything to plug. I'm going to somehow try and script one together, but it's signs point to no.
Gotcha. Well, just to get it out of the way. Chris, you have something to promote. Is it at least updated?
Not yet, but it will be by the time the next show airs. I've had a really long week. 37 hours one job, 25 hours at the other. So,
ouch.
Yeah. But my site is MrCMWaters.blogspot.com. That is MrCMWaters.blogspot.com. Watersfall Industries, where I have watercolors, where I review animated shows and movies. Well, if I have the Washout, where I review wrestling-based media. I have the Archie Sonic Showcase, where I review Archie's Sonic the Hedgehog series. And coming in the month of December, from December 1st to December 25th, I have Episodic Christmas, where each day I will look at one episode that is Christmas-based of a TV show. And I already did it last year, so I'm going to do it again this year.
Awesome. Stepboy, have you anything to promote?
Not so much promote as to more or less beg. To any and all of you who are out there this week, especially if you're greedy asses who want to go ahead and take advantage of the Thanksgiving deals at God knows how many places, remember, the other person on the other side, the person on that other side of the counter is still human. Do not be a dick. Understand that it's going to take a lot longer. Understand that they're likely missing their Thanksgiving lunches, their Thanksgiving dinners, because some greedy megacore wants to make a few more dollars. So please, don't give us a hard time. And as for Walmart, go fuck yourself. Costco has it right. Close on Thanksgiving. Because, to be honest, I really hope that this year backfires on them so severely that they are forced to say, okay, we get it. We won't start our sales until 5, 6 a.m. Friday morning. That's what needs to happen. Because otherwise, Thanksgiving is going to be essentially dead because of the fucking megacores.
Well, if it helps that boy, my Christmas shopping is pretty much done.
Mm-hmm.
I do 90% of it online.
Yeah, and to be honest, I'm appreciative of that because I know there's going to be a whole lot of people out there on Thursday and Friday. I'm going to be missing my lunch and dinner on Thanksgiving Day because I work from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And I'm going to be too damn exhausted to go and enjoy my own Thanksgiving with my own family. I really need to get a new job.
Meanwhile, this is going to sound like reverse promotion, but we will not be having a show on Black Friday because while everybody else is killing each other at the mall, I'm going to be at an airport. And while I could probably finagle something, I'd rather that you guys enjoy your holiday.
Right.
So, Statboy, you just hang in there, man.
Yeah. And please, keep tabs on me, all of you.
I plan on it. I'm gonna pester. I'll be pestering you on and off while I'm sitting at the airport.
Yeah, please do, because I know you're going to be in an airport somewhere in Orlando area.
Yep. And not much happens there.
Just yeah.
Half the frickin' planet flies in for Thanksgiving, but none of them are going to fly out till Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
But I'm flying out Friday because Saturday, November 30th, I'm going to do some promotion for a good friend of mine. Heavy On Wrestling is having a show appearance in South St. Paul.
Ooh.
Names announced for the show: Perry Saturn, Armando Alejandro Estrada, I cannot roll my R's, sorry Armando, and Rikishi.
Hmm.
So if you happen to be up in the Twin Cities area, tickets are $5 and $15, available at heavyonwrestling.com. Show start, the bell time is 6-ish.
So are you going to be managing?
So far, not yet.
Refereeing?
I have a feeling I'm going to have a nice warm seat somewhere in the second or third row. But do not give up hope. There is always that possibility. There's always that little crack of the door opening.
Or the crack in Rikishi's butt.
Good night, everybody. That does it. I'm out. Stat Boy, damn you. VRM. Never mind. Chris.
Yes.
Muffins.
Pony. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to a JWC Media produced program.